Hey everybody, this is Bobby Walker with Journey of a New Entrepreneur podcast.
You can also find me on YouTube at Journey of a New Entrepreneur and Facebook with the same name, Journey of a New Entrepreneur.
If you want to connect with me and talk with me, get on Facebook. If you want to see the journey that I've been having over the last year on building this new business, get on YouTube. That's where most of that stuff's documented. Anyway, I wanted to take a minute here and just share some thoughts, and I know I shouldn't be apologetic, but let me just say this. I'm recording this while I'm driving in my truck, and here's why. Guys, I just don't have the time to dedicate a lot of time to this. I'm on the road for a few minutes, so I'm just going to share these thoughts that I think are going to be good for you. Let me say this, if you can get over my, maybe lack of storytelling ability, if you can get over the audio quality of this podcast, and if you can get over some of my losses of train of thought as I go through, you can get some good content out of this one. You know, I don't always claim to be the master at everything, but there's some stuff that I'm good at. You know, marriage is one of the things I'm good at. Hustle is one of the things I'm good at. And this topic today is also one of those things. So what got me onto this topic? I was talking to my wife a couple nights ago, and my wife, who's absolutely amazing, by the way, she said to me, Bob, they found people again cheating at the latest marathon on Disney property. Now, just to give you a little bit of background, my wife 2 years ago started jogging just to get healthier. We changed our eating habits and started exercising. So she started running, and she started out with doing a 5K. And I'll never forget, we were in Williamsburg, Virginia, that's where we lived at the time. She did this 5K. It was called the Dog Street Run or something like that, because it was on Dog Street there in Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia. And she took off. I'm there, you know, at the starting line, and I see her take off, and she's smiling and just so excited. And then I see her at the halfway point, and I keep in mind she hasn't been running for very long. And Melissa is like the sweetest, kindest person you'll ever meet. She's truly the opposite of me, okay? She doesn't have an ounce of asshole in her where I'm full of that, you know? But I remember at the halfway point, I'm there to cheer her on and give her motivation, and she just looks at me with this, like, I just wish you would die right now because I want to die right now kind of look. I mean, that's probably the best way to describe it. But anyway, the point is not that story. The point is she's become a runner over the years, or the last couple of years. And last year she did her very first marathon, and she did her second marathon. And being the huge Disney World fans that we are, which is a big reason we actually live in Orlando, and it's one of the reasons we wanted to be here, she is all about these races that Disney has. You know, so they do marathons and half marathons all throughout the years, big events, tens of thousands of people go to them. It's a big deal. And I could go on and on about how my wife, it's funny, my wife, who's not ultra competitive, she always says, and this is a 40-year-old woman, by the way, which, just keep that in mind with the context, she always talks about how she wants her bling from the race, and I think it's so funny, it's so cute. She's like, I want my bling bling. She wants to get those medals. So anyway, apparently every time they have these races at Disney, people get caught cheating. You know, so I don't know exactly how they're doing it. I don't know if they're just like cutting corners that they shouldn't cut. I don't know if they're like starting the race, hopping in a car, having someone drop them off at the end of the race, finishing strong. I really don't know what they're doing to cheat, but I know they're cheating. And she told me this a couple days ago, and I remember thinking, that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. You know, it's like, now listen, I'm not a cheater, but like there's some types of cheating where I could think to myself, okay, well, I can at least see why someone would want to cheat that way. You know, if you wanted to cheat and get rich by stealing money. Now, I'm not for that. I'm not for stealing. But at least it makes sense, because there's like a payoff of, well, you got money. You know, you can now go buy your own island and and, you know, you rob a bank and you go buy an island and you know, drink fruity drinks on the beach. Okay, I wouldn't do it. I think it's immoral. I think it's wrong. But it makes sense, at least, you know, with the end game. But you see these people that cheat by running a race, and I'm thinking, what the hell is wrong with these people? How can these people, what's the payoff? Because see, I don't know about you, but if I'm one thing, it's honest. And more than being honest with you, which I am, I'm honest with myself. And that's what I was referring to when I, at the beginning of this episode, where I said, there's a few things that I'm really good at, and this is one of them. I'm really good at being honest with myself. I'm really good at, when I look in the mirror, I don't say, no, I look kind of skinny. No, I look in the mirror and I say, hey, you fat whale, it's time to get in shape. You know, and it's just what I do. It's how I've been. And if I were to cheat at a race, there would be no payoff for me. Because even if I never got caught, every time someone patted me on the back and said, hey, that was a really great time you finished with, in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, but I didn't earn that. You know, it's not me. You know, I like earning what I get. You know, I just finished my best sales month and my best closeout month ever in the month of February this year. That just finished yesterday. And I almost feel like I cheated to get there because I had one big job that landed. But it still landed. But my point is, I didn't get to it the way I was planning on getting there. I wouldn't have got to my goal had that big job not landed. And I don't know. A part of me feels like I cheated a little bit even to get to my goal. But my point is this, folks, is if you want to grow as a person, you've got to be able to be honest with yourself. And if you're the kind of person that could get satisfaction from cheating at a race, you're not someone that's honest with yourself, because there's no way to get satisfaction from it. I see these people online all the time that they want to talk business, they want to talk big, they like to put other people down or boost themselves up to let you know how they're doing the right marketing tactics and how they're doing the right this and the right that and how their method is better than yours and your method requires too much work, you're not doing it right. You're not, you know, I have these people tell me this stuff all the time. And here I am now, 13 months into it, and I don't want to get a big head here, but I'm doing more than these guys, and I'm being profitable too. I'm not just doing revenue for the sake of revenue, but I'm actually making money. And then I start to look at these other guys, and what I see, you know, is cheaters. And I'm not saying that they're being unethical. I'm not saying that they've done anything wrong to get the money that they've made and stuff like that. But I'm seeing cheaters in a race. I'm seeing guys that haven't finished, at least not correctly anyway, but they're wanting the pat on the back for the time that they've done. You know, if you're someone that's not in good shape, like me right now, and you want to constantly give yourself, well, you know, I ate a good lunch today. Oh, no, I'm trying. You know, winners don't try things. Winners research. They find the correct path to success. And it's easy because all you do is find successful people and copy what they do. And then you commit to it. You don't try it. You commit to it. And when I see people that, you know, constantly talk about, well, I'm trying to get into shape, or I'm trying to this or that, bullshit, you're not. And the biggest thing is you're not being honest with yourself. So here's my thought today, guys. I'm going to try to wrap this up. I hope this makes sense for you. If it doesn't, it's cool. I get it. But I hope it does. You've got to look in that mirror and you've got to be honest. You've got to look in that mirror and say to yourself, you know what? I'm not going to go hand out flyers for my new business tomorrow, because it's Saturday and, you know, we all deserve time off. Fine, don't go do it. But you need to admit something when you're having that thought. You need to admit that you're not committed to this thing being successful. You're just trying to make this thing successful. See, you're trying out success. Where I purchased it. I'm pot committed. I'm all in, baby, right? If you can't be honest, you're not going to make the improvements. When you look at your waistline, if you lie to yourself and say, no, I don't look that bad, you're not going to start looking better. I'm preaching to myself on this one. But if you see that every weekend you're taking a day off because, well, you just need the break, that's fine. If that's the life you want, that's okay. But be honest about it. Be honest and say, well, I just want my business to be a little side thing and I'm going to work for the man the rest of my life. Okay, cool. There's nothing wrong with that if you're being honest about it. But don't lie and say, no, I want to build a big, great thing, and then not make the sacrifices to get there. Because you just look like one of those guys that are cheating at a Disney World marathon. Man, I'm really self-righteous today. But guys, I'll tell you this. If you followed my journey, one thing you'll see in me is authenticity. You'll see I admit my failures. Of all the things that I've documented, I had one that I was so embarrassed. I have a video out there called A Dark Moment in My Journey, where I talk about getting into it with my son, who's my business partner. And he wanted to quit the business because I was a prick. And friends, if I would have looked in the mirror and said, no, I'm not a prick, I'm just driven, and he doesn't have the same commitment level as I do. Sure, I shouldn't talk this way to an employee, but he's a business partner, and he should have the same commitment that I have. And I'm not saying he doesn't, folks, but if I look in the mirror and say, he should have the same commitment as I have, and if he doesn't, yeah, we should have these types of tough conversations. Well, if I want to be that way, I can. But let's just be honest. I'm going to lose my damn partner. I'm going to have my son, who probably should love me more than just about anyone on the planet, quit on our dream. Because I don't want to be honest when I look in the mirror and say, I see an asshole. But when I look in that mirror and I say, you know what? Caleb has a point. I'm an asshole. Guess what happens, folks? Now I'm forced to make a decision. I'm forced to, if I'm being honest, I'm being forced to say to myself, well, I'm choosing to continue to be on this path of an asshole, or I have to implement a plan of action to prevent me from being that way going forward. I chose the latter, and things are doing much, much better. Now, I'm not pretending that we have had no arguments or anything, and that I haven't been a jerk at all. But if I was a jerk 10 out of 10 times before this instance, I'm now a jerk 4 out of 10 times right now. And I'm working on it, and I'm getting better. And on top of it all, because I'm working on myself, I'm becoming a better communicator, and Caleb is doing the things that he needs to do that were frustrating me because he wasn't doing them. So folks, if you want to change others, be honest with yourself. If you want to change you, be honest with yourself, because you're not going to get anywhere significant until you are. I hope this resonates with someone. I hope it makes as much sense coming out of my mind and or out of my mouth as it does inside of my mind. I hope you guys are having a great day. Talk to y'all later. Peace.